Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is singer Melissa Walker. She has one of the richest voices in jazz, impeccable phrasing and tone quality you could die for. Really, and she swings soulfully as she puts her own stamp on every song. It's great to have you here doing piano jazz with us.
Thank you.
How are you?
I am wonderful, and that's even better than I'm with you today.
I'm trying to think where I first met you, and one of the places I remember, it's funny, was in the powder room at the Birdland.
Exactly.
And I was combing my hair or something, and you came up to me and you introduced yourself.
Right.
And I remember thinking, my God, this woman has such a wonderful smile, and I would love to hear her sing. And here I am waiting to hear you sing.
Thank you. This is such an honor to be here with you.
How about a song?
I would love to do a song.
What will we do?
How about The More I See You?
That's a good tune.
It's a good tune. Harry Warren, it's a wonderful song.
Okay. And we're going to do the verse?
The verse. I know you like verses.
I do, even if I can't play them.
Well, this one we can play together.
I fumble around.
And cool, let's fumble together.
Of course, we're going to have a wonderful bass player, Gary Mazzarapi. So anything that I miss, he can play. So we'll manage one way or another.
We sure will.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Each time I look at you, it's like the first time. For each time you're near me, the thrill, it's new. For there is nothing that I wouldn't do for the rare delight of the sight of you.
You know, I read somewhere about you have a project with some kids, Jazz House Kids.
Jazz House Kids.
What is that?
Well, Jazz House Kids is a nonprofit organization. I started about 5 years ago. And the mission is to introduce mostly inner city kids to the music of jazz. And it's an enrichment program to enrich the current curriculum. And some of those curriculums don't even have music involved. We go in and do workshops. One is called Let's Build a Jazz House. And we actually kind of put on a tool belt and we build a house from the foundation up through the instruments and kind of talk about every instrument and the function that it has in building this jazz house.
Oh, what a great idea. Well, do you play or have somebody play?
We play. I sing. I go in with a quartet, and we go into schools, and we have a visual component. And so we can talk about kind of the parallel and the historical and the social aspect of the music, and we show examples of many of the great musicians and great composers and clubs and what have you. And right now we're working on what I call the Vocal Summit. And we're in one of the schools out east, and we're putting together, we're working with an existing choir. I've got 107 sixth grade students, and they're learning Blue Skies and on top of In Walk Bud. Since, you know, the harmonic is the same over those changes
in
there.
Oh, great.
And I've got the choir doing those two tunes. And then we'll put on a concert in a few months.
What a great thing. I mean, that is so important that kids coming up know about jazz. And, of course, the way you're doing it, it sounds like it should be fun. It sounds like a very something they would really enjoy, not like a hard lesson or something that they have to learn.
No, it's we try to keep it as interactive as possible and make sure that music is within their grasp. And I think it just enriches their lives. I hope it does. And we see about 2,000 kids a year.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks.
Well, we've got to have another song.
Oh.
What do you think?
What to do, what to do.
It Could Happen to You.
Let's do that.
That's a good song.
That is a great song.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
And we can swing a little with that one.
That's right. We'll invite our bassist back.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Heart from sight and lock your dreams at night, for it could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble and someone dropped a sigh and down you tumble. And keep an eye on spring and run when church bells ring, for it could happen to you. And all I did.
That's a good title for a song, considering you just got married. Did you just get married, or is it a little while?
Well, it's been a little while, less than a year, though.
Christian McBride.
Yeah.
Wonderful player.
You've had many good days with him, he said. A lot of fun.
Yeah. How did you get to meet him?
We met, do you remember the old Iridium?
Sure.
That across from Lincoln Center? I went in to listen to his group, and he was there holding court, and I think that was the first, so it's been many years. And the funny thing is we would run into each other through the years at festivals and different dates that we were doing. And I actually... Our first time together, I really was annoyed with him because we were doing a date in Philadelphia. We were doing a cruise, and he was supposed to play his band, and then I was supposed to play. And, of course, he was the big draw, and being from Philadelphia. And he never got off the stage. And he played, and now if he were here, he would tell the correct story is that they ran late, they started late, and that's why I got... But, you know, I had this terrific band. I was very excited. It was one of my, you know, it was a big date for me. And all I remember was the Christian McBride band just never got off the stage. And so he called me up and he said, I hear you're not happy with me. And then we were playing at the Mount Hood Jazz.
Well, did you ever get to play?
I got to play once, but I was supposed to play twice.
Oh.
You know, so I did one set. They ushered me off and then he played the night. And then we were at Mount Hood some years later. And, you know, the Mount Hood Jazz Festival, like so many festivals, they have all those different stages. And he was playing with his electric somewhat, you know, he was playing, you know, with his electric group. And I was on another stage nearby, small with a trio, all acoustic. And all through my set, all you could hear was the Christian McBride band. And so we... You know, that's just been an ongoing joke how, you know, whenever we would see each other and we would play, we knew something would go down. And we got together some years ago at another chance meeting where we were both sitting in the audience of our friend. And that's how we started.
So that's how.
And, you know, he said to this day, you know, to think... Had he ever thought that day that he walked me to to my plane or to the foot of the plane or whatever that we would be married some years later? No, neither one of us. But he's wonderful. He's special.
Did he propose? Did he fall on one knee? No.
Yeah, he. It was really special. It was very early in the morning, about 5 in the morning. He said, "I had a gig," and he said, "Listen, we've got something to do. You've got to meet me at this park." It was like 5 a.m. I said, is that really, how about 7 or 8? He said, no, it's got to be around 5. And we met at the park, and he said this was as close as he could find to having no one on earth, you know, just the two of us, and it was just us. He's probably going to blush when he hears this. He's going to say, I cannot believe you told the world. But he proposed to me at this park at sunrise, And he said it was the closest thing for just the two of us. It was really
very romantic guy.
He is. You know, it was kind of like an affair to remember that way. You know,
absolutely.
He really is.
And were you surprised or did you sort of know?
I'm always surprised with how he does things. But I kind of had hoped. I feel very, very lucky. And he's just beautiful. And as a person and musically, I get a lot of rhythm going on in that house.
So I'll bet. Well, that's really, really wonderful to hear a great little love story.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, Marion, speaking of rhythm, maybe we should change it up a little bit.
That'd be a good idea. What would you think of?
Well, how about something from Jobim's songbook?
I would love that.
Well, you
I
know,
mean, all his songs have such a great storyline to them.
They do. They're rich.
What can we do?
How about How Insensitive?
That's a great song.
Let's do it.
Well, let's do it with it. We haven't talked about it or rehearsed it. Let's just do it unrehearsed.
And see where we go.
See where we go.
Okay.
Right.
Let's do
okay.
it.
Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, Baldwin Piano Company, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.